It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Okay, young whippersnapper, let granddad tell you a story. Once there was a social networking website called MySpace. Everybody used it. It was the original internet time suck. It had parents worried and kids listening to rock and roll at all hours of the night way back in 2003. Then it sort of died a slow and painful death. But guess what? It's back. And Justin Timberlake, who co-owns MySpace with digital ad company Specific Media, wants it to be cool again. The brand just relaunched with a fancy party and a promise to return to its roots. And it's getting help from some of the musicians that launched it out of obscurity long ago. One of them is the electronic artist Kenna. He, along with MySpace VP of Marketing Christian Parks, joins me now. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kenna, tell me about the first time you interacted with MySpace.
Well, I've always been kind of a geek, so anything tech that comes out, I'm pretty much going to jump on. So I was on MySpace right at the beginning when they started to allow you to upload music. That's when I started to see a real transition, like, you know, you're able to actually get to your audience and have a straight conversation with them about how your music has affected them and what you've created and how it's a part of their lives.
Christian, in the tech world, sites don't often come back from the dead.
You're right. There really hasn't been that tech company that's been able to resuscitate and come back from, as you say, you know, beyond the grave. But the tech space has been so short. And the great thing about MySpace and the new platform that's been created is it's built for today. It's not built for 10 years ago.
What are you giving people with the mobile app that you think is going to be compelling?
There's a couple of key features that you'll find in the app. There's a GIF creator that allows you to instantly create GIFs, share them. You've got a radio station generator in there. And so if you were to go to the mobile platform, what you would find would be a series of radio stations from people like Justin Timberlake, people like Steve Angello, Pharrell Williams.
Beyond having folks like that involved, Christian, how is this site going to go up against things that have appeared in the meantime?
We've shaped this with our users in mind and, you know, building out from an artist standpoint and thinking about the creative community.
If I can add to it, I think what's also just looking at demography, like there are 7.1 billion people and everyone's jumping onto a mobile phone or a smartphone in the world. As many kids who have been on MySpace in the past, now there are so many kids, millions of kids per day that are just stepping into the world of technology.
It's people like us of our age and our generation that are actually raising eyebrows. People who are 15, 16 years old, MySpace, it never existed for them because 10 years ago, they were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. So they're looking at it with completely fresh eyes.
Christian Parks is VP of Marketing at MySpace, and Kenna is lead creative on the relaunch. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Lumosity.com, pioneering the use of neuroscience-based online games to help people everywhere unlock their brain's full potential. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
And the Food and Drug Administration just issued an official warning. The FDA says both device manufacturers and healthcare facilities need to take more steps to protect against computer viruses and even cyber attacks. If you think that's scary, check this out. A video of a robot that can give a bedridden patient a sponge bath. If you want to see this RoboCare in action, head to our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.